I didn't feel I could go right back in my history to record all the things that happened in my life and the life of the family. But one thing I thought I would record that I can remember very well, and that is my love of fishing, especially on the River Eden. The story starts when a Harley Street specialist moved from London to Walken and became very friendly with Sister Dorry, who worked in the grocery shop. He originated from Cumbria, Grassington in fact, and his boys went to the Sedborough private school, of course, and he took Derek to Grassington to fish, because Derek and I and Ed, brother Ed, had been fishing, course fishing a lot together during the years. And Derek went with Sam to Cumbria, and Sam introduced him to fishing the River Wharf initially. But Sam had got a close association with Kirby Stephen in particular, and would frequently go up there fishing, and he took Derek up there fishing and introduced him, and Derek joined the club, and then of course it followed on that eventually Ed would go up with Derek, with Sam, and fish both the Wharf and the Eden. At that time, of course, Ed and Derek were living in Walken and Dane End, but I was living in Rotherham. So we very rarely saw each other. There was no such thing as phones. We hadn't got a telephone. The only way to communicate was to walk to the end of the road and go in the telephone box and call my sister Dorry in Walken and chat with her. So it came about that Derek and Ed were going to Cumbria fishing and had invited me to go with them. Now, all my experience and all my tackle were for course fishing. I'd no idea about trout fishing at all, because I'd never tried it and never thought I would be anywhere where I could use the skill. So I now had to get some tackle together. Fortunately, at Steel Peach and Tozer, where I work, the steelworks, there were, underneath the rolling mills, there were tunnels that took the water back from the rolling mills back into the river. And occasionally they had to be cleaned out. And the men were issued with waders. Unfortunately, had steel toe caps, which made them very heavy. But I knew I needed waders if I was going to fish the River Eden. So I borrowed a pair of waders from one of the engineers. I got an old Mac of some sort, because I knew I'd heard from Brother Ed, you know, the weather conditions in Cumbria were much different than they were down in Hertfordshire, and also different from what they were in Rotherham, as a matter of fact. But so, ill-equipped, but full of expectation, we went to Cumbria. And I have to say at this point that Derek paid for everything. He wouldn't take any money off us for petrol or anything, or food or anything. He'd arranged for us to have bed and breakfast at the village inn in Walkup. Shamley Arms, Chamley, the Shamley Arms in Walkup. We had full accommodation there with a very nice evening meal. We would go fishing at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we'd still be fishing at 9 o'clock at night, sometimes later than that. But anyway, the first day we went up there, Derek introduced me. He loaned me a fly rod, which is much different from any rods I'd had. You also need a special reel and a special line, special flies. So I hadn't got any tackle at all for fly fishing, but Derek loaned me the whole lot. He's fixed me up completely with the fishing gear. The only thing I think I had that was my own was a landing net, which you had to carry on a ring on the end of a lanyard that was round your neck, and the staff of the landing net also was a wading stick. You needed a wading stick to fish the River Eden, to walk in the River Eden, because there were some very deep parts that you couldn't see. There was very strong current that you needed some support when you were crossing the river or wading the river to fish it, which you had to do. You couldn't fish it successfully from the bank. So the first place to go, Derek took me down to Walkup Bridge. There's a very big pool beneath the bridge. And he showed me how to do the casting, and the rest of it would have to come, of course, all the different flies that you can use and all the different places you can fish. And it told me everything about fishing the River Eden. And incidentally, the first morning we went to Walkup Bridge, he showed me how to do it, and I said, "All right, Derek, lend me the rod." He gave me the rod, and I had one cast and caught an 8-inch trout. I thought, there's nothing to this job, anybody can do it. How wrong I was. So that was my first introduction to fishing the River Eden. And I will continue that about that a bit later on. So I'll just close for this episode.